Chapter 1. A Rattlesnake in a Hurricane.
"Look, we're entering Texas," cried Stanley's mother,
Harriet Lambchop, as she sped down the highway. From the back seat, Stanley could see an oncoming sign welcoming them to the Lone Star State.
"It's so flat," said Stanley,
looking out at the plains.
"You should know,"
teased Stanley's brother, Arthur. On the other side of Arthur sat their friend, Carlos, who was studying a map.
"Of course it's flat, amigo,"
said Carlos.
"Look at this."
He handed the map over, and Stanley spread it on his lap. Ever since the bulletin board over his bed had fallen and flattened him, Stanley had been only half an inch thick. That made his lap an especially good travel table.
"Do you see how that rectangular section near the top looks like a handle you could pick up the whole state with?"
asked Carlos.
"We're in the Texas Panhandle. How long until we get to Austin?"
Arthur asked. The boys were going there to visit Carlos's cousin, Eduardo. Stanley had been looking forward to it for weeks.
"Only 9 more hours,"
Mrs. Lambchop replied from behind the wheel.
"Texas is a very big state," thought Stanley.
Stanley loved maps. Since being flattened, he had traveled all over the world, often by mail. He had been to Japan, Australia, Kenya, China, and Egypt. Mexico was where he had met Carlos's cousin Eduardo, who was now a student at the University of Texas at Austin. Stanley followed along on the map as they drove. Amarillo was in the center of the panhandle. Outside the city, they passed a woman on a horse herding cattle. She was wearing a cowboy hat, and Stanley thought of his old friend Calamity Jasper, who he and Arthur had met on a family trip to Mount Rushmore. She'd ridden with Stanley rolled up on the back of her horse.